another massacre in Nigeria. Who's accountable? Haiti marks a five-year anniversary of sorts, and a kids' ministry expands into a new country. The specifics are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Children are now being used in terror attacks in northern Nigeria. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says Boko Haram is responsible for the deaths of hundreds of people,
including one that apparently the suicide bomber was just a 10-year-old girl. Her vest was detonated remotely.
The most serious attack is being reported out of Baga by Amnesty International.
Up to 2,000 people killed as Boko Haram took a village right on the Chad border. They also took a Nigerian military base, which presents the specter of them having more and better weapons.
Some speculate the increasing violence is due to next month's presidential election. VOM's helping victims there, though.
Helping widows, particularly widows of pastors, helping them to be able to support themselves. We also help with the children of martyrs with their education expenses. We also have a very robust medical presence.
Next, political turmoil, the rise of the Islamic State, and civil war made last year one of the worst for women in the Middle East and North Africa. They have no voice and few rights. Sat7 launched a women's ministry to help change that called Women for Middle East Hope, or WMEH. Debbie Brink explains.
If women in the West understood more of the issues concerning women in the Middle East and North Africa, they would want to get more involved with us in helping to provide specific television programming for the women in the region to help them to cope with issues that they deal with.
Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, also has programming to support WMEH.
They listen and they become intrigued and they begin to think, this isn't the Jesus that I had always heard about. And they begin to want to know more, and they continue to watch.
Now what? You can pray, give, or go. Look for the links to WMEH at our website. This is Mission Network News. 5 years ago today, Haitians in Port-au-Prince were looking for loved ones. A massive quake on January 12th turned lives upside down. Compassion International started a disaster relief fund to help. More than $30 million was used to rebuild lives, create jobs, rebuild 30 new schools while sharing the gospel as they did all that. Teams provided trauma counseling and ultimately helped restore hope by sharing Christ. Rebuilding Lives continues. The full story at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, do you constantly worry about how you're going to feed and protect your kids? Parents in Peru do. Food for the Hungry reports there's a high percentage of domestic abuse and malnutrition. They're giving lessons on encouraging positive parenting without violence and showing how they can provide good hygiene and nutrition. FH is showing parents that God can transform their family to love and support one another. Help this transformation by going to our website. And it's inspiring to see people 100% sold out and telling others about Jesus. Keys for Kids Ministries works hard to reach, well, kids. Recently, that means partnering with a radio station in Albania. Terry Ritchie, the executive director of Keys for Kids.
They are translating our Keys for Kids devotionals into a daily radio broadcast for kids in Albania. And they not only ministered there, but they also broadcast into Kosovo.
The work Keys for Kids Ministries does for children is passion-driven. Take Richie, for instance.
They're just so dear to my heart. I'm just really am excited to hear that God is taking a simple thing like a devotional for children and is able to spread that worldwide because God's Word is involved in it.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep track of your busy schedule and pray for people around the world. Get the free Vision Beyond Borders 2015 picture calendar. It'll encourage you to pray for believers worldwide and to keep the Great Commission in the forefront of your mind. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.